Head to Whole Foods Market to jumpstart your January during our New Year boosting event with savings on feel-good favorites store-wide. Save on organic picks, wellness staples, and more all month long.
Did you know that skincare can start in the laundry room? All Free Clear is the number one laundry detergent brand recommended by dermatologists, allergists, and pediatricians for sensitive skin. All Free Clear is 100% free of dyes and perfumes. It provides an effective clean that's gentle on skin while removing impurities like dirt and body oil without leaving irritating residues. Plus, All Free Clear liquid is Safer Choice certified by the US EPA. For a clean you can feel good about, all you need is All Free Clear.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Ashley Larkin is back with me, the TV chef and the mindful eating coach. And she's brought gadgets this week. So yeah. Is this Christmas inspired?
This is Christmas shopping.
A bit early for Christmas, but I'll allow it.
This is like my toy show. This is like kitchen gadget. Like, I love a kitchen gadget.
Well, this is great.
Big and small.
Because the iron I bought my wife last year is still working.
Shut up.
The Hoover I got for her birthday, that's still going. So maybe something for the kitchen at Christmas.
And there is a very strict rule in houses, you know, that some people are absolutely delighted with a gadget and others have a very clear, don't come near me with a kitchen gadget. Buy me like jewellery and perfume instead.
Yeah. I mean, I'm all about practicalities in life, you know?
Listen, I've been getting kitchen gadgets since the age of about 16 or 17 every year. And I love them. I do.
Last time I checked, a pair of earrings never cooked a steak dinner.
They didn't. Now, they might have looked pretty, but they're not going to cook you a dinner.
So what are the big kind of trends in kitchen gadgets at the moment?
Like, there's a lot of innovation. There's a huge amount of innovation. And I suppose we hear so much about air fryers. They've just been everywhere. And they're going.
I was at the Panto and there was an air fryer joke.
Stop. So
that shows, you know, it's in the zeitgeist.
It's everywhere.
Yeah,
it's
in the everywhere. Helix. Yeah.
Every demo I did all over the summer, like it was a panna cotta. Hand up in the air. Could you do that in the air fryer?
Really?
Really? No. So there are some things you can, some things you can't. One of the greatest innovations, I suppose, that we're seeing in air fryers, and it's a small thing, but it's the fact that they're double stack. So it's rather than being wide sitting on your counter, it's up high. It can feed 8 people. You can cook 4 separate items in it all at the same time. So that's like, I think a lot of people have
kind of... That's very fancy.
It is fancy, yeah.
We just have the uni chamber.
The one.
One, yeah.
See, and you can only do one thing
Living
at a time, maybe
2023.
That's it. You need to get to 2025. So I suppose like that is it for your air fryer. And like, I suppose when you think about conscious and considered living, and I suppose it's really important to frame this, don't buy it unless you need it. Do you know what I mean? You have an air fryer, it works perfectly. Why would you bother with a new one? You don't need one. But if you didn't have one, I think that's something really, really nice to look at. Slow cookers, batch cookers, we are in the absolute season for them. They have come a long way in a couple of years. So before it was a case of slow cooker, put your stew in, let it cook, 8 hours later, you're done. So a lot of them now, the one I have is an 8-in-1, it's called the Foodie Possible. One of the biggest things is that you can sear and saute your food first. So if you're doing a stew.
In it?
In it, yeah. So it has a function that you press the button, it will brown your meat first.
Oh.
So that Maillard's reaction is super important to creating like loads and loads of flavour. So you either choose to take out a frying pan and brown it or just not bother. Whereas this way, you do it, it's all in there. It's non-stick, it can go in the oven. I honestly would use mine like at least twice a week. Everything from proving like bread and dough, cinnamon buns, if you kind of fancy getting into baking, it will do that.
Yes.
Before people had electric steamers on their counter for doing potatoes and veg, it will steam all your veggies in it. And it can go in the oven if you want. So let's say if you're doing like a big mac and cheese or a creamy rice pudding. Like, it will do all of those.
Okay.
So they've come a long, long way. The other lovely function is that it braises. So rather than having to put something in for 6 or 8 hours just on a slow cooker function, it will cook it really, really quickly in like 2 or 3 hours, which I love.
Nutribullets, they were the big thing a few years ago. Are they still a big thing?
Still a big thing. The latest ones are kind of on the go. So they're C-suite USB chargeable. You charge it up, you've got a little portable base and you put your top on, twist it, and then you blend only when you want to drink it. So if you're on the go to the gym or come and commute to work or whatever. Because they separate. Sometimes the juices separate.
Yeah, but then just mix it. Just give it a shake and they'll mix together again.
Could,
I'm sorry.
If you want it.
Fools and their money are easily parted. Like walking around with a food processor in your bag.
Yeah, they have a little handy little handle on it.
Stop.
Yeah,
stop. People have too much money. People have too much money. Pizza ovens.
Yeah.
So,
have you invested? Have you got
one? No, we haven't done it yet. Now, what we bought, actually, and it is great, is the stone, just a stone. to do it on. And in the barbecue, when you're doing a barbecue, just doing it on the stone. It just cooks it like that. Yeah. It's great.
And it, because you can, like, your barbecue's a lid on it, obviously.
Yeah.
You can build up all that lovely heat in there. And the stone conducts the heat, and that's really, really nice. I got a pizza oven, started last summer, and I have to say, I wouldn't be without it.
Really?
I love it. It is one of my absolute favourite things. The thing is 18 kg, like, it's heavy, but I have brought that thing to girls' weekends away, camping trips. I brought it to my mum's
house. How's it fueled? Plug in?
It's plug in. It's plug in. Heats up in about 10 minutes and it cooks a pizza in 2.5 minutes. Like raw. So I will make my raw dough with my yeast. I have a really simple recipe and you put your toppings on, 1.5 minutes, 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes, full pizza, done.
Wow.
I love it. It's one thing that I would not be without. And like, look, I suppose the reason we are talking about this week is because there are a couple of deals at the moment. So if you were looking, and you know, it's not quite the season for it, but my one lives outside as well and can live outside all year. So like, there's some of your really, really big ones. Can I tell you about one of my big ones I have in front of us?
Yes. What's this now?
This is an ice cream maker.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've always wanted an ice cream maker. And I've never had an ice cream maker because the ones that are used for home have not been great up until now. So some of them, I suppose they're very commercial if you want a really good one. The problem with making ice cream at home is you want it super, super smooth. So any ice crystals, it has to freeze quickly. Small ice crystals, that's what gets the smoothness. Any of them that we've had at home up until now haven't done that really well. They've been a bit chunky and a bit not great.
Yeah, someone, there'd be a family gathering and, you know, the aunt who has an ice cream maker would kind of produce this kind of banana flavoured muck.
Oh, yeah.
And you wouldn't eat it.
No.
I mean, you'd take a little spoon to be polite, a teaspoon maybe, and then you'd go back to the HB or the walls or the cart door or whatever.
Yeah.
And the Viennetta.
The Viennetta, when we were fancy. It's been tricky. KitchenAid had an invention recently where you basically bought a bowl and it was a brand new bowl that you bought for your attachment and it was frozen and you froze it and it whipped and churned the ice cream. It's pricey.
Okay.
So I have made you ice cream today. I'm actually going to pop on the
ice cream maker. Okay.
Yeah, in an ice cream maker. So it's a Ninja. It's called a Creamy. I have tried really hard to develop a beautiful chocolate ice cream and a vanilla ice cream, which I think I've done really, really well. But I'm going to put this on and see what happens, okay? So
okay.
It'll be a little bit noisy. Oh,
God almighty.
That is quite noisy. I hope it doesn't last too long.
So that's vanilla.
This is vanilla and that's chocolate. So
okay.
It spins for anything from 90 seconds to 2 minutes.
All right, okay. So it's calmed down a little bit there. So it's done.
There you go.
That didn't take too long. So that's vanilla done. Sorry, I'm eating the chocolate now.
Okay, eat the chocolate. Mm. Now, it's so basically what you do is you make your base.
God, that's rich. It's lovely.
It's beautiful. So it's double cream, it's milk, it's a little bit of vanilla, a couple of little tricks in there to make it super creamy and smooth. And I've used a really good cocoa and a really good Belgian dark chocolate in there as well.
Yeah, that's delicious.
And it freezes in. So you freeze it in these little pots for up to 24 hours. Then you pop it on your ice cream maker and it basically does it in like 90 seconds to about 2 minutes and it whips up the smoothest, creamiest ice cream and it is just absolutely beautiful. Now,
we've got to test the vanilla because that's a real test now.
Test the vanilla.
Because I love vanilla ice cream.
Do you?
I actually love vanilla ice cream as long as it's actual vanilla. So there's a, you know, we won't name them, but the famous ice cream brand, their vanilla is not vanilla. It's just white. It's just flavourless. It's just cold white stuff you put in your mouth.
You taste that now, my friend. I'm excited for you.
Okay.
I have real vanilla pods in there.
Oh, now that is delicious.
Isn't it good?
That's actual vanilla.
Isn't it really good?
Oh, so good.
So I used a little bit of vanilla extract, but real vanilla pods, double cream, a little bit of milk. But with this recipe, right, with this machine, what they really talk about is you can do like dairy alternatives, ice cream, because they're so hard to get. No, but if there is somebody who can't dairy, it's really, really hard. Or vegan, it's really hard to get an alternative. The other one is you have sorbets, you have gelatos, or you can do a light ice cream, or you can do like protein powder-based ice creams if you want. And a huge amount of the recipes in the book or online they're made with cream cheese. Which
oh,
is
right.
And there's a little bit of cream cheese in your one.
Is there?
You'd never know.
No, you wouldn't.
You'd never,
that's
ever
so good.
Know. But it's the vanilla,
ice cream,
isn't it? And it's the sweetness. And it's gorgeous. And like I said, you can do milkshakes, frappes. I love that. I mean, this is my Christmas present to me from me. But I really, really do love it. So while we have that, out of the slow cooker, what we were actually talking about, I did a really, really lovely pulled pork.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you that. So I have Blas pulled pork, a little bit of rocket, a little bit of coleslaw. But again, it's really quick and it's really, really easy. And then I want to tell you about some of the small gadgets that you can
Okay.
Have.
So we'll get the pulled pork served up, that's what we'll do. And then while I'm tasting that, you can tell me about maybe kind of stocking fillers, the smaller things, because you're not going to fit that ice cream maker in a stocking, no matter how ambitious you are.
You're definitely not. They're the big gifts. And look, I suppose, again, if you're not going to use an ice cream maker or you don't love ice cream enough, like, don't buy it. But buy something that you are going to maybe love. In terms of the small gadgets, the other one that I love is actually a water carbonator. So I bought a water carbonator last year because I drink a bit of sparkling water, but I'm conscious of all the plastic bottles. So the water carbonator is, I suppose, the fancy version of what we knew as a soda stream growing up.
Yeah.
But they come in beautiful ones. So you can get an ARC one and it comes in rose gold, gold, silver. But Sage, the brand Sage, have done a new one and it's called the Fusion Infizz. And you can sparkle everything from wine. Very exciting. Make your own sparkling wine. Mm-hmm. Tea, cocktails, fizzy juice. You can make them, put them back in the bottle, seal them and put them in the fridge. So I actually think that's a really, really exciting one. Another one is a food recycler. So it's a countertop composter. I did a demo at Board B Bloom this June and we had one on the counter. It was one of the first times and it was so good because we were, as chefs, we were generating like quite a lot of food waste and they were really conscious of that. And it just basically breaks down all the food, turns it into compost, go out, put it on your plants and it's good to go.
Brilliant.
It's a really nice one to be able to have. And another one kind of along that vein is an hydroponic aero garden. So it's a hydroponic system for growing herbs. So it's a little white box, looks beautiful, quite sleek in design. Pop your little herbs in it so you keep your herbs alive. Yeah. All year round. You only have to buy the plant once. So it has a really kind of intricate LED light system and a watering system. So it waters your plants, keeps them alive, keeps your herbs alive. So like, I think that's a lovely one as well. You know, I suppose it's trying to like spend your money wisely.
Yeah.
Think about something that you're going to use. What's going to add flavour to your food that's really, really nice. Another one that I always love as a little stocking filler is a thermopen. So it's your thermometer. Your little thermometer.
Oh yeah, your meat thermometer.
And you can go so fancy with Bluetooth ones and there's apps, but like you'll pick up one of the thermopens for about €25 and they're really, really good. A kitchen scales is another one. So OXO have a really good kitchen scales and it basically alternates with each ingredient from grams to cups to mils, which most of them don't kind of do. You have to start all over again. So I like that one. A mug warmer. You know, you plug in a Bluetooth base and you put your mug of coffee on your warmer and it keeps your mug of coffee warm all day. Any interest in that?
Trying to see what's
piquing your interest.
Well,
here.
I just make a fresh cup of coffee. Your coffee shouldn't be hanging around until it gets cold. Just drink it more quickly. You know what I mean? You have too much coffee in your mug if that's happening.
There is one that I came across was an automated stirrer. So you press a button and you sit your mug on and it will stir your mug.
Sorry. I'm all for a gadget, but that is just so ridiculous. The idea that we would manufacture something and go to the effort of plugging it in and using electricity and pressing a button when all you have to do is put a teaspoon in and stir it.
And if I kept going, I'd get to one that you would hate.
I just like, sometimes, you know, the analog version of stuff is just fine. We don't need to digitize everything.
We definitely don't.
Oh my God.
I have one other one, which a friend of mine had recently and a couple of other friends kind of looked and went, ooh. So it's, I don't know what to call it. I think it's like a beer and wine chiller. It's this long metal stick that when you open a bottle of wine or a bottle of Prosecco or a bottle of beer, you put it in and it just keeps the entire contents like really, really cold. And then there's other smaller ones you can get that you can drink your beer through the top. So, I mean, for us, we're probably never going to be in sunny enough climes for it. But we were kind of in a room and there was loads of bottles of wine and we didn't have a wine cooler or a wine bucket. So it kept the bottles of wine really nice and cold. So I thought that was a really innovative one. Small enough to fit in the handbag.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Yeah. Bring it with you everywhere you go. I know, listen, there's been some great recommendations there and I'm conscious we flew through a lot of them. Sorry, I've been eating this delicious pulled pork.
It's lovely, isn't it?
It's really, really good.
Can I tell you about how I did the pulled
pork? Yeah, do actually.
So it is, you can use a shoulder of pork, but I actually use pork chops because they're just so convenient and everybody can get them in the supermarket with a little bit of the rind on. So in my slow cooker, I did the sear function first where I browned them off. Cumin, that's your secret. Cumin, smoked paprika, oregano. That's all you need with barbecue sauce. Barbecue sauce on its own can be really kind of sickly sweet. It's a bit, you know, fake in some instances. But you put that cumin, brings the earthiness. You put the oregano, you put the smoked paprika, bit of a stock cube, put a bit of water, drop water just to cover the top. Put it on in your braise function for about an hour and a half. You have the most delicious pulled pork. And that's so big that it, like, I will use that if I do kind of private chef events and stuff and I do like a big, you know, I want to serve 20 people. It keeps everything warm.
For
it heats it up, keeps it warm for ages. Christmas Day, keeping all your mashed potatoes and your veggies warm. I will use that. So I'll have it on in the background, hot, every time the veggies are done, you want to keep them warm, pop it in there. But it builds up enough capacity that you can easily do dinner for today and have enough dinner left over for like tacos for tomorrow and kind of get 2 days' dinners.
So yes.
It's about whatever you're going to buy as a gadget. Be purposeful about it. Be conscious about it. Make sure you're going to, it's going to benefit your life in some way as opposed to just another spiralizer juicer or bread maker shoved in the back of the press.
Yeah, exactly. God, remember we used to use that all the time. Anyway, how often have we had those conversations? Listen, I was about to say, we flew through so much of that. And people maybe would have had some inspiration in terms of presence. Ashing, good to talk to you. We'll talk to you the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Did you know that skincare can start in the laundry room? All Free Clear is the number one laundry detergent brand recommended by dermatologists, allergists, and pediatricians for sensitive skin. All Free Clear is 100% free of dyes and perfumes. It provides an effective clean that's gentle on skin while removing impurities like dirt and body oil without leaving irritating residues. Plus, All Free Clear liquid is Safer Choice certified by the US EPA. For a clean you can feel good about, all you need is All Free Clear.